A little over a year ago, I had the worst stomach ache of my life. I figured it was just the corn dogs I had for lunch. But when I went to the bathroom to relieve myself, a hand came out of my vagina. I was so stunned. All I could think to do was call my boyfriend, Corey. I said, Corey, a hand just came out of my vagina. A hand just came out of my vagina. A hand just came out of my vagina. A hand just came out of my vagina.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Thursday is my day, I just realized, and that's today, and I haven't done it yet.
Don't worry about it, Astrid will get to it. Astrid will get to it. Astrid does everything outside of the studio, and we do everything inside of the studio. Which is why we're constantly fucking up everything inside the studio. Astrid's like, Astrid the other day, she was like, just don't touch it. And I was like, Instagram, and she's like, just don't. Just let me.
I'll handle it.
I'm like, do you put hashtags? Do you tweet out? Do I tweet out from the Instagram? Can I start an Instagram group? She's like, no, you can't start an Instagram group.
You might want to.
You remember Toonces the Driving Cat? Does anybody remember Toonces the Driving Cat on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
It would be like. There'd be like this puppet cat driving the car. And there'd be celebrity and like the Saturday Night Live cast members. And they'd be like, oh no, Toonces. Oh no! This is, the hot guy is like, she's kicked him out. And his dad's like, don't leave it alone.
He's up in the
camera. Yeah, he's like trying to wrestle the camera. He's literally like wants to punch somebody through the camera. And his dad's like, don't. Settle down, son. You remember, you've been arrested quite a few times in these Zoom meetings. This is the first Englishman to be arrested during a Zoom phone call for threatening people.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Twerp, twerp. Do your little, what's her name?
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Do your little Cardi B.
I love her.
Twerp, twerp. She's thirsty. Who's that cat on the cartoons who used to like purr? Like,
oh, yeah. It wasn't the Pink Panther.
It
was the one that was orange.
Was his name Pussyfoot? Was that his name? Pussyfoot the cat?
Maybe.
Remember there was Pussyfoot the cat? Am I just totally off base here?
You might be.
Write in and let us know if I'm totally
Tigger?
Off base. Tigger. No. Yeah. Tigger.
Tigger.
Yeah. Hi, Pooh.
That's a great one.
Sound like a Spanish caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland. Hi, Pooh.
A Spanish caterpillar.
Cat from Alice in Wonderland. Oh, Brian's good mind going a million miles a minute here on another fantastic episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Chrissy Hoadley. We are hosting The Commercial Break. And
Happy New Year!
In case we haven't told you. Wanted you to know that we're thinking about you in this brand new year that's 2.5 months old.
There's a whole year ahead of us.
There's a whole 9.5 months left before we get to 2022. And hopefully we make it out alive. My mom, God bless her soul, called me the other day to inform me that her Christmas present that I had bought her, which was the Jitterbug foot cell phone.
Nice.
That's the size of this radio board is sitting right in front of me right now, right? It's 2 feet by 2 feet. It's like this big. And it's got these huge, but it's a smartphone.
Yeah.
But they build it for old people. So it's got like 4 buttons, right? Just huge. And they're like flashing, right? It says call, right? Text, email, web. And then there's a fifth button. It says emergency. And so they have a 24-hour emergency service that if you need a help, you just press the button. And if they'll call you and ask you what kind of help you need. Right. And or you just kind of connect with them, right? And then it's on speakerphone and they're like, hello, can it, you know,
hello.
And then if you press the button and you do not say anything back, they can't hear you, they will call your emergency contact, which happens to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So probably once every 3 days, I get a phone call. This is Jitterbug Life Services. Are you Vicky Green's emergency contact? Yeah. Is anything wrong? Well, no, we just we got an emergency call, but all we can hear is Judge Judy in the background. We've been listening to Dr. Phil on hold for 15 minutes. You think your mom's okay? Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's just probably sitting on her phone. She's probably got it stuck under her armpit or something. So my mom calls all in a huff.
Hi.
Hi.
I got to tell you something really bad.
What's going on, Mom?
Well, remember that cell phone that I bought you, you bought me for Christmas?
Yes, Mom, I remember that cell phone.
Well, I don't have it anymore.
What happened to it? Did you give it to one of the people at the residence like you did the last cell phone that I bought you? Because the last cell phone that I bought her, she gave to somebody at the residence. And the lady had it for 2 years. And I was paying the bill. And I'm like, she's like,
well, she doesn't have a cell phone.
And I'm like, well, either do you. This does not solve a problem, Mom. One cell phone minus one cell phone does not equal two cell phones. Doesn't work that way.
You were paying the bill.
I was paying the bill for this lady who had the cell phone. God bless her. She's very sweet. Jean from Texas. You know Jean from Texas. She's from Texas. Yes. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, Mom. So anyways, I got her the Jitterbug smartphone. She can text, but the texts are illegible. We've read the text before on here. I won't go through it again. Yeah. But she calls and she says,
yeah, well, hon, I don't really know what happened, but I had the cell phone and it was right here in the chair. And then I don't know what happened, but it's gone. I looked everywhere.
And I'm like, where'd you look?
In the chair.
And I'm like, that's not everywhere, Mom. That's in the chair.
Well, I checked in the car too. And, you know, I don't know. I just don't know where it is.
So old Astrid gets on the phone, dials up, Jitterbug customer service. Hello, Jitterbug customer service. How can I help you? Yeah. Is there any way to track that phone? Oh, yes, of course. We have the technology. In one moment, then I'll track the phone. Right? So the phone is apparently making a stop at every address around where my mom lives. You know, 1127 Smith Street, 1128 Smith Street, 1129. It's just moving every couple of seconds to a new address. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, someone must have stole the phone. So, Mom. Where do you think you last saw the phone?
Well, I'm not sure, but here's what happened. I was sitting here and I had the cell phone in my hand and then I went and I was cleaning up the apartment. So I had a garbage bag and I was going around cleaning up the apartment and I don't remember what happened after that.
And then if I put two and two together, I'm like, that's the fucking garbage truck moving from house to house, smashing her phone up along the way. And I'm like, well, Mom, you're not going to get that back. You're going to have to get a new one.
Can you get it for me? Do you think they can put all the phone numbers back?
And I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem. That, you know, they got that covered.
And what about the text messages?
I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe those. And then she asked this. So my mom says, I was in the middle of writing Irving a text message. Do you think they can save that for me?
Because, oh my gosh.
Oh, I should have never gotten my mom that damn cell phone. It's caused nothing but trouble. It's just like we get random texts in the middle of the night. It'll say like,
hi, honey. Judge Judy, coronavirus, 2747, couch, food, Twinkies, guitar, saxophone.
I'm like, Mom, what are you trying to write there?
I just wanted you to know I love you.
Oh, thanks. I got two Twinkies and a saxophone, Mom. I got.
Yeah, that was the code.
That's it.
Or I love you.
That's it. TCB.
Like hieroglyphics. Where like
I know.
A like, picture of legs means something.
Yeah, and I had then, to decode. Yeah. And then, like there has to be, you know, the code talkers, the wind talkers, the guys who would break, the Indian guys who would break the codes in World War II. Yeah. I feel like I need one of those gentlemen before they all die off. To help me understand my mom and her jargon, because it's completely illegible. And she's texting. Like illegible should only really count when you're talking about words. But anyway, tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes and you can find all of our audio and video episodes up there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel if you don't mind. If you'd like to watch, if you'd like to see our smiling faces. I am one handsome motherfucker. I don't know about
you are.
I don't know
Brian.
How anybody feels about Chrissy.
You are Brian. Very handsome.
At The Commercial Break is where you can follow us on Instagram. Lots of great content that you won't get anywhere else on Instagram. And there's lots of people, not to say lots of people, but there's, you know, we've doubled our Instagram account in a little less than a month and a half. And I think that that's a really great accomplishment.
Yes, it is. We focused on it.
Well, we focused on it. We told you to go out there. You responded in kind. We really appreciate it. If you'd like
in fact,
to get...
Thursday is my day. I just realized and that's today and I haven't done it yet.
Don't worry about it. Astrid will get to it. Astrid will get to it. Astrid does everything outside of the studio and we do everything inside of the studio. Yes. Which is why we're constantly fucking up everything inside the studio. Astrid the other day, she was like, just don't touch it. And I was like, Instagram. And she's like, just don't. Just don't. Just let me.
I'll handle it.
I'm like, do you put hashtags? Do you tweet out? Do I tweet out from the Instagram? Can I start an Instagram group? She's like, no, you can't start an Instagram group. If you
thank you, Astrid.
Thank you, Astrid. We love you. And Gustavo, too. Gustavo's on it.
Gustavo.
Yeah. Gustavo. He's in Venezuela. Ah. Good old Gustavo. Good luck getting out of Venezuela, bud. We love you. We hope the planes start flying in and out soon.
Yes.
So we can see you again. If you're into the Clubhouse thing, which we'll get to in a further episode, but it's the new hot trend.
Thing.
Yeah, everyone's on Clubhouse. Elon Musk, Kanye West was on there last night, broke the application when I was trying to conduct my business on business. No one could get into the room. Mark Zuckerberg was on there for like 10 minutes. And then this morning that he announced that he's going to do a Clubhouse type thing in Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, fun while it lasted.
Yeah,
now it's exactly. All fucked up by Mark Zuckerberg. Just leave it alone, Mark. I honestly thought he wouldn't get into the Clubhouse. Clubhouse, for those of you that don't know, we've talked about this before on the show, and maybe some of you don't know because it's only available on Apple phones right now. So if you don't have an Apple, you probably have no idea what we're talking about. No jitterbug. No jitterbug on here. It is an application where people can talk to each other in real time, like a live chat room, but it gives you the functionality to be a moderator. You open up a room and then you can bring people up on a virtual stage, and when they raise their hand, and then you talk about a subject. A lot of stuff on Clubhouse right now revolves around business. There's a lot of podcasters that are doing podcast related type stuff. There's a few meet and greets where you can meet sing. I was listening to a singles one last night, kind of like a dating show.
Oh, okay.
It was really good. It was very entertaining, actually. And then there's a couple nudniks out there who were talking about overthrowing the government and all that shit, but I think they're doing a good job of stamping down on the trolls. But anyway, so Clubhouse, one of the cool things about Clubhouse is that you can interact with people in real time.
Yep.
So Chrissy and I, at some point, we're not ready to make that announcement yet, but at some point we'd like to do bonus episodes live recorded on Clubhouse, which you can do. We just have to get the permission to let you know that we're recording you, and then we can go ahead and record whoever comes up on stage. So if you want to follow us at Brian Green, that's BryanGreen, at Brian Green on Clubhouse if you're there, and at TCB Chrissy, Chrissy's with a K, two S's, and a Y. And I might as well just spell the whole thing out, KRISSY.
Might as well. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can go with Chrissy.
At the end. Oh, yeah. There's CH, the whole nine yards. But that's not the way that Chrissy spells her name, even though Siri will want you to spell the name that way. So follow us on Clubhouse. 470-584-8449 is where you can text us or leave us a message. We've gotten some messages. We appreciate it.
Oh.
If you'd like to be a part of a future episode playing on our games episode, you can text us or leave
like
us a message
games.
There. Yeah, the games are fun. Uh-huh. So we do them once a month. And also, be a supporter of the Commercial Break. We would really appreciate it, and we're so grateful to those who are already doing it. If you'd like to be a financial supporter of the Commercial Break, you can go to patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. And for a couple bucks a month, cost of a Starbucks cup of coffee, you'll get 4 additional episodes every month. Those are full length, fully baked episodes with all the fun and drama that you expect from your Commercial Break host.
Yes.
Right there. Okay. So now let's get into it.
Yes.
So after the 7.5 minutes of announcements, and I'm sorry, we just have to go through them. I don't know any other way to communicate it. It's just the best way. I could put it at the end of the show, but I don't think many people listen to the end of the show. So, once we stop talking, don't they usually turn it off? Don't you think?
I think so.
I do.
Yes.
On most of these. So, great things happening to the Commercial Break. Just got to let you know. We've just been growing like weeds over here. Growing like little prepubescent weeds over here.
Like cannabis stock.
Yeah. The audience is growing week after week at an incredible rate. And we're so grateful to everyone who's listening. We're finding ourselves all over the charts, which are the kind of the Nielsen ratings of podcasting. And, we don't talk about it a lot because it's, we used to talk about it. When we first started, we'd be like, we're on the charts, number 872.
Yes.
But it just started to sound a little braggadocious.
Listeners.
Yeah. We've got 10 listeners. It just started to sound a little braggadocious. But I bring this all up to let you know that with all of this newfound momentum has come a lot more podcast related stuff. Like I've been asked to speak at PodFest and PodFest Asia and a couple different things. And now we're having guests. And so I'm finding myself having a lot of face-to-face virtual meetings, which is not what I usually do in my normal business. It's usually all phone calls.
Right.
So I'm having these Zoom meetings all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. They're the thing.
Yeah. And so Chrissy and I were talking the other day, getting ready for the show, and she pointed out this fucking hilarious video that came out. If you haven't seen this, you have to Google this. I'll put a link on the show notes. Or Gustavo will put a link on the show notes.
Or Astrid.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
There is a guy, a lawyer, who was in a conference with a judge and another attorney about something. He's like a local prosecutor. And so he was on this like Zoom call for this case that they were discussing. And as the Zoom comes on, what you see is you see the judge and you see the lawyer, you see one of the lawyers, and then there's like four pictures, right? And one of them is
a cat.
There's one of them is a disclaimer, a legal disclaimer. And then there is a cat, but not a real cat, like a right. picture of a cat with eyes that move and a mouth that moves. Like it's
the human, but it's a filter.
It's a filter. So
they can't figure out how to turn it off.
Cannot figure out how to turn it off. And it is the funniest visual you have ever seen. Really, honestly, playing the clip is doing it no justice, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let me play the clip, and because I think what he says here, we'll get to it. Here, let me
love it.
Let me play it. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
As he is saying, can you hear me, Judge? What is happening is that his little cat mouth is moving and the eyes are moving back and forth. Okay, hold on. I'm going to play it again.
I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to...
You remember Toons is the driving cat? Does anybody remember Toons's The Driving Cat on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
It would be like, there'd be like this puppet cat driving the car, and there'd be celebrity and like the Saturday Night Live cast members. And they'd be like, oh no, Toons's. Oh no! Yes. Cat would always drive off a cliff and the car would explode. Toons's, you're going too fast. It's Toons's The Driving Cat. That's what I think of when I see this video.
Can you hear me, Judge?
Could you hear me? Can you see my little cat lips moving? Is my tail wagging? I can't see. I'm super happy to be.
Can you hear me, Judge?
Can you hear me purring in the background? Ah.
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but.
This is a two-person operation. His Zoom call is a two-person operation.
I mean, what was going on, where he's like, Betty, get over here quick.
Meanwhile, he sounds like he's in the back of the room like,
I can hear you, Judge. It's me. I'm not a cat.
At one point he says, we can still proceed.
Yeah, we can still proceed. And the other lawyer is like, I don't think so.
I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I'm prepared to go for.
Well, I'm here. I'm not a cat. Meow, 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 meow.
It's me. I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat. I swear to God, Judge.
I'm prepared to go forward.
I know it looks like it, but I'm not a cat. Don't be alarmed. I know, given all under indications otherwise, I am not a cat. Meow, 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 meow. That's what I would have done if the cat builder came up. I would have been like,
that's
meow,
probably
meow,
what
meow.
He was doing at some point, and then he couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
Well, I saw an interview with him afterwards. And he was really, quite frankly, he had a great sense of humor about it. He was like, "Well, I just don't know how to work these things. I'm 92 years old. I'm just a local prosecutor in a nobody town." And he said, "But when I started getting phone calls from Google and Facebook," and I was like, "You got phone calls from Google and Facebook?" I think you meant you got calls about Google and Facebook. Yes. I don't think Google calls you. "Hi, this is Google. We've been made aware of the cat situation.
Would you like to buy some advertising?
Hold on. We know you're not a cat, but we'd like to pay you to be our cat-based sponsor. Would you like to be a cat-based spokesman?"
Meow, 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 meow. Google. Meow, 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 meow.
Hi, this is Google.
Google, we know you're not a cat. Oh, my God. That's too funny. But, okay. This is really, I love the part where he says, "It's me, Judge. I'm not a cat."
I'm here.
I'm not a cat. Like, I think somebody would have imagined that he would, like, oh, wow.
He turned into a cat. That's crazy.
That's nuts. I didn't think that could happen. 2021 is a really weird. I thought 2020 was a strange year. But Bob the prosecutor turned into a cat right there in front of my eye. Waffle House, we know you're not a cat. Oh, my God. But so this got me going down the rabbit hole, as it does, right? As Brian, you know, avoids responsibility in this family. Just spends hours on the internet trolling for additional videos that are as funny as the cat videos. Now, the cat video is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, it is.
But it got me thinking, you know, I've had a few flub ups in Zoom calls, right?
Oh, yeah.
I won't get into it, but, you know, there's a couple times where I've done things that are embarrassing on Zoom phone calls, forgetting that the camera was on. But
hopefully not a Tubin.
I didn't pull a Tubin. But, you know, like, I've taken off my glasses, or, you know, I've been wearing sweatpants with a, you know, buttoned up shirt, and then I kind of move myself and you can see the sweatpants. But everyone does that, I think. I don't think anyone really puts on pants to go to a Zoom call.
Right.
And especially not Jeffrey Tubin. That cat didn't have any pants on either.
That's right.
But I found a couple of Zoom calls, a couple of live meetings, things that were being recorded via the internet or broadcast via the internet, not necessarily Zoom calls, that are funny. Would you like to listen?
Yes.
Okay, let's get right into it. Here's the first one. This is the Hanford, England. They are having a town hall meeting. Now, there's a lot of drama in Hanford. Apparently, the average age of the citizen in Hanford is 206.
Oh.
But they're all able to make the Zoom phone call. And there's like 12 of them on this phone call. And apparently, there's a lot of drama with the city council in Hanford, or the town council, as they call it. Uh-huh. So let's just get right into it. And I'll comment as we go along. I'll kind of fill you in on what's going. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is a good one.
Hello again.
Hello again. I thought I wasn't going to get in then.
When do we plan to start?
When do I plan to start?
Instantaneously, there's an asshole in the group, right?
Right.
When do we plan to start? By the way, this guy is eating a sandwich. You can see the video of it. He's like been eating a sandwich or something, and he's like, he's like putting his finger in his lips, and it's gross. Everyone here is 90, except for one guy, and I'll point that guy out to you.
Fuck off.
Some third guy comes into the meeting, and instantaneously he says, "Fuck off" to the guys. "When are we going to start?" One guy says, "When are we going to start?" The other guy goes, "Fuck off."
Feisty.
I already love Hanford. Hanford's my favorite town.
Could start any moment, Chairman. I think it's perhaps helpful just to go through the same things as we went through before, which is just to encourage people to switch off their microphones because it does reduce the background.
She is like, basically pissing in the wind right here because no one is going to turn off their microphone in the next 3 minutes. Listen.
Can we be assured that we won't be thrown out of the meeting like we were last time?
As long as we have reasonable behaviour from everyone, no one would be excluded from the meeting.
I was thrown out of the meeting.
Is that the same guy?
Quite rightly.
So the fourth asshole comes in here. But the first Bob, the guy with the food in his teeth, says, oh, it's because I'd be ashamed that I'm not going to be thrown out of the meeting. I was thrown out of the meeting last time. And the lady who's conducting the meeting says, you know, her name is Susan, right? Susan says, well, if you can behave yourself. Then. And then the other guy repeats again, I was thrown out of the meeting. And the other guy goes, quite rightly. Because you're a fucking asshole.
I want to know about the last meeting now.
Oh, I know. I wish I had the last. I looked, by the way, for the first meeting. I couldn't find it.
So was Councillor Brewerton. Please let the chairman.
This is Weaver, please. If you disrupt this meeting, I will have to remove you from it.
You can't.
Yes, I can.
So now there is. I'm just filling you in. I'm giving you some color commentary here. Yeah. Now there is a. Now comes in the fifth. But there's two guys, an old gentleman and what looks like his son. It was probably in his 50s, right? Uh-huh. And he is hot, man. He is like, right up in the camera. And he's like, you can't do that. You can't just do that. Right? And she's like, can everyone behave themselves? Now, remember the first asshole who had food in their teeth, his teeth. Watch, listen to what happens.
It's only the chairman who can remove people from a meeting.
That's the hot guy.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all.
Oh.
Wow.
She's just kicked him out.
Look at this authority.
Look at this authority.
Boom. Kicked out.
Kicked out. So now she's already kicking people out. It's Jackie, not Susan. I thought it was Susan, but it's not Jackie. So keep on going.
No, she's kicked him out. Don't. She's kicked him out. Don't.
This is the hot guy is like, she's kicked him out. And his dad's like,
don't leave it alone.
He's up in the
feathers.
Camera. Yeah, he's like trying to wrestle the camera. He's literally like wants to punch somebody through the camera. And his dad's like, don't. Settle down, son. You remember, you've been arrested quite a few times in these Zoom meetings. This is the first Englishman to be arrested during a Zoom phone call for threatening people.
This is a meeting called by two counselors
illegally.
And they now elect a chairman.
No, they can't, because the vice chair's here. I take charge.
Whoa.
Read the standing orders. Read them and understand them. Read them and understand them.
Dang.
This guy is so hot.
He is.
It's like, this is probably over whether or not, you know, somebody can have a variance on their drawbridge or something.
Yeah. The fence.
Their pub. Yeah.
The drawbridge.
Their sheep herding fence. I mean, I looked up Handsmouth or what Handsforth or whatever this place is. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere, England. I mean, like, they have pastures and pubs. That's all they have.
Yeah.
So whatever they're fighting about is clearly inconsequential in the grand scheme of things.
Read the rules.
Read the rules.
Jackie's
a bitch. She don't know shit. I've lived in Handsforth for 75 years. Jackie swoops into town and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose. All I want is the ability to drink my pint and beat my wife.
Where's the chairman? Where's the chairman gone?
Like to elect a chairman for this meeting.
You don't have to elect a chairman. There's a chairman already installed.
Whoa.
The chairman of the council.
Councillor Burkle, we've been through this.
What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about.
Could I ask you to be respectful to Jackie Weaver?
Now, here's the eighth woman, the one who's trying to make peace with everybody.
Yeah,
she's like, can I ask everybody to just calm down a little bit? I don't know
why
we're getting our knickers in a fluffer. You know how the English people talk. We're getting our knickers in a fluffer. Why don't we all have
bugger off?
Yeah, bugger off. Mm-hmm. That's a bad word. If you
it
say
is?
Bugger off, it's like fuck off. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, don't say that in England.
Really?
Yeah, if you ask someone to bugger off, you're going to, you know, the police don't even carry guns there. They're going to be like, stop, or I'll say stop again. That's my favorite joke. By the way, that's not my joke. Some comedian back in the 80s made that joke. But one of the first jokes that I ever remember hearing that really made me interested in comedy was that joke. He was telling a joke about how they do carry guns now, but they used to not carry guns.
Uh-huh.
They only had batons, right?
Yeah.
Just the regular street beat cops. And he made that, he had this whole joke about the English police. And he's like, I mean, really, what are they going to do? Say stop and then stop. Or I'll say stop again.
That's what started it all for you.
Jackie Weaver, I find that the person on Alec Brewerton's Zoom is being very disrespectful to everybody.
Oh, coming from you.
Coming from you. That's a high compliment.
Wow. This
Read the rules. This meeting is like a bunch of old
people.
Contentious
from the start.
My dad used to be on an HOA board.
The HOAs, I think, are the worst.
Oh, my God. They're the worst. So there was like 20 people in this neighborhood down in, you know, south of Atlanta. And they're all, you know, very nice houses. There were like 20 houses in the neighborhood. So there's only so many people to go around. I mean, how much drama could you cause, right? And so people were like, oh, Bill, you know, you're a level-headed guy. You should be the, you know, whatever. So he's like the vice president. He gave that about 6 months and he gave it. He's like, I don't fucking care whether or not you mow your damn lawn. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to get involved. And people were like going crazy on email. Like, you know.
Right.
I can't buy.
Tell them to read the rules.
Tell them to read the rules. You don't know what you're talking about, Jackie Weaver. Jackie Weaver's a good cunt. You ask me. Jackie Weaver, you go down as a sheep trading. Clitoris! Bugger off.
From Birkenhead, that sounds good.
Wow.
Thank God for that.
Can I propose John Smith, please?
Yeah. That is, by the way, that is a pure English name. John Smith.
John Smith.
John Smith.
That's pure.
Only in England do you get away with the name John Smith. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Okay. My first point is to apologize to Jackie for welcome to Handforth.
Welcome to Handforth.
Nothing if not lively in Handforth.
Indeed it is. So listen, the meeting goes on forever and there's a lot of other drama, but I just want to give you a snippet of what was going on. And I think it's great. Are you ready for another one? There's more. Wait, Chrissy.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Here's a town hall somewhere. I don't even know where this town hall is, but here's a video that's been going around for a couple of years, and I just love this one. This is classic town hall behavior. Take a listen in.
Madam President?
Yes.
I move to add the emergency clause.
Second, adding the emergency clause.
And discussion? Mayor, would you like to...
Was that the mayor?
I don't know who it was. And no one does. They're all like... Whoa. That to me sounds like a sound effect, but it was real because the whole audience was like cracking up. Can you imagine being at a town hall meeting and just all of a sudden it's just somebody just breaks out in gas? Hold on. One more time.
Discussion?
Madam President?
Yes.
I move to add the emergency clause.
Second, adding the emergency clause.
And discussion? Mayor? Would you like to?
Would you like to have a discussion?
Madam President?
Yes.
I move to add the emergency clause.
Second, adding the emergency clause.
Second, adding the emergency clause.
And discussion? Yes, sir. Mayor, would you like to?
Was that the mayor's response?
I had Taco Bell for breakfast.
Question.
Madam President?
Yes.
The mayor just blew wind right there. Now, I don't think it was the mayor, just to be fair. I don't know who it was. I watched the video a number of times, and I'm looking for, like, the sign of the
like
guy.
The facial sign?
Yeah, I was like, I did a...
relief.
Yeah, I did a full, like, forensic analysis of the clip. But people, they just start cracking up.
The agreement for architectural daylighting.
Okay, but wait. Same meeting. Listen.
I can't make this stuff up. This is
Listen closely.
A revolving loan that comes from community community development block grant money. We've been working on this with the state for literally months. It's been passed through the county.
Oh my God, it happens again. Like, I think there's a big rotund guy that's next to her that he's just laughing so hard. And I think it's him because I think, you know, he figures just laugh loud. You know, let's take the commercial break to the next level of comedy. Sometimes when you're passing wind, you make a loud sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You yeah. like in a loud bar, fart all you want. No one's going to hear it. You just go ahead. But when you're in a quiet place, you just got to raise your voice a little bit so no one hears it. You'd be you're like you're on a first date and you're like, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'm into, that's a cool movie. I like it very much. Did you just scream at me? Yes, I did. I feel so much better. All right. But the fun is not over, Chrissy.
Okay.
But, Brian has dug deep. Ready? Here comes one of my favorite clips. And I want you to listen to two things. Not only listen to what happens that's so funny, but I want you to listen to the lady who is trying her best to keep it together while she gives her presentation and how perfectly her presentation fits with what's happening in the background. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Ms. Johnroe.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll try and keep this brief. I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute.
Oh, he's going to hit the highlights here in a minute. Just wait.
This is Ms. Chandra.
Okay, what's happening, by the way, is Ms. Chandra is about to give her speech, and the one a very older gentleman who's probably in his, I'm going to guess, early 70s, late 60s, who's a little bit bigger, a little
bit
more. Is
this another
rotund.
Town hall?
He's another town hall okay. being broadcast live out to the world,
yeah.
right? He's a rotund guy. He gets up from the dais where the 12 people are sitting, and he's walking behind Ms. Chandra going wherever he's going,
uh-huh.
right?
This is Ms. Chandra.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll try and keep this brief. I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But I do want to just say that if your life has not already been touched by an antibiotic-resistant disease, it probably will be at some point. My mother has fought a MRSA infection. I have a high school friend whose three-year-old son almost died from C. diff, and he will be dealing with the consequences of that for the rest of his life. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher up the chain of
Oh, my God. Somebody's going to the bathroom.
The guy is peeing.
He's got his microphone.
He's got his microphone on hot. But listen to the presentation the lady is making. I'm so sorry. Here, we have to run through it again. I pressed the wrong button. But Chrissy, this is like some of the funniest stuff. So this guy basically, he goes and he starts peeing
yeah.
while she's giving her presentation. It's hard to hear at first, but you can hear like the bathroom door
yeah.
that's closing, and then all of a sudden you start hearing the peeing, and she obviously picks up on this, and she's just like, she cannot stop laughing, but for some reason, the presentation that she's giving is just like a laugh a minute. It's like she's giving the, she's actually like, she's making the call, like the play-by-play of him pissing. Okay, listen again. Listen really closely in the background.
My son almost died from C. diff, and he will be dealing with the consequences.
By the way, C. diff sounds bad.
Yeah.
But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call
you hear him in the background, kind of?
Yeah. Governmental representatives
yeah.
that are higher
here she starts
up
cracking
the chain
up.
Of and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually
Mr. Brainerd's the guy in the back. I'm aware of the concerns of Mr. Brainerd's raising his prostate is urging him to pee 3 to 7 times an hour.
Agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits
would
be an empty gesture.
It would be an empty gesture. It'd be an empty bladder.
So
now he comes back.
Diseases, Don't know any boundaries. So a state by state approach.
He pissed all over the toilet seat. He knows no boundaries. Oh my God, my cheeks hurt.
Approach would just mean that the...
The other guy sits next to him is like... Rawr, rawr, rawr.
Your mic was on, by the way.
Thank God it wasn't number two.
Yeah.
Did you go number one or number two?
There'd be clusters of disease that would, sorry, would go across the border. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking now and ask you to give serious consideration and approve this resolution.
And give it serious consideration. Oh my God, Chrissy. I can't take it. That guy, that is one of the funnier ones.
Yeah.
That is one of the funnier ones. And I think that's classic. I wanted to do the farting preacher. Have you ever heard the I told you about the farting
you
preacher.
You told me about the farting
but
preacher.
But it just doesn't translate. It just doesn't translate so well on audio. That's the only reason why I didn't want to put that in there. Have you ever had an embarrassing Zoom moment? Have you ever seen an embarrassing Zoom moment?
I just had an embarrassing Zoom moment a couple weeks ago.
What happened? Did you walk in your underwear or something? You did? You walked in on Jeff Zoom?
He was like on this really important Zoom, but he didn't tell me.
Yeah, you got to let people know you're in
Zoom.
You
got to let the Zoom, the household
hey,
know.
Hey, listen, we're all learning, but you have Zoom to let people know. On the Zoom phone call.
So I walked out and I was like in my underwear, my hair was kind of everywhere. And I just bebopped into the room and like had my computer. I was going to get a little snack. And so then all of a sudden Jeff goes, he's like trying to signal
like
me.
A dog.
He's trying to signal me, and then he just did a tilt to his computer so I could see that there were like 12 people up on
my
the
God.
Zoom call.
Oh my
and
God!
I like turned around and ran out of the room. It was almost like that one. I think you've seen it too, with the boy. He walks in, he's like on his phone, he walks in, the guy and then he like looks at me and backs away.
that was on the election coverage. I actually have that up on the Instagram page. Go to at the commercial break on Instagram and you can scroll down and you can see that. That's the funniest thing about the election coverage was this kid. Yes. He walks in and he's like texting somebody and he walks in and the look on his face is like, oh, holy shit.
That was my look. Later, I was like, Jeff, damn it. You've got to tell us. So now every time I'm on a Zoom.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't, in some Zoom calls, I just turn off my camera altogether, like, especially if I can hide in the background and they don't really need to see my face because I am so afraid of doing something or someone or some kind of incident happening that I would be too embarrassed about. So I don't do it. I mean, obviously, I'm not pulling a tube and I'm not, whacking off during the middle of it. I mean, that's the ultimate
that
insult.
Is ultimate.
Yeah. You know, he lost his job.
Yeah.
He's no longer employable.
Yeah.
Because he was whacking off during a Zoom phone call.
Yeah.
And listen, I understand that it may have been traumatizing to others, but I think probably more than anything, it was traumatizing to Jeffrey Toobin, who just thought they were on a break. They thought they were on a break.
They were on a break, but he left his camera open
and just, went to another computer and started diddling his doodle.
Oh my God. I liked him too a lot as a commentator before that.
He was good. I mean, he was really good, that guy. And one more time for posterity.
I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to.
That may be one of my favorite parts.
I am cutting that up to be like a sound effect for our show. At the beginning of every show, we're going to go Happy New Year and then just have him go,
I'm not a cat.
Sir, I'm here. I'm not a cat.
I'm here. I'm really here. We can proceed.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you.
I can see you.
I can see you. You're just a cat. Have you ever turned into a cat? We here at Cat-O-Matic are here to help your problems. Do you ever wake up as a cat? We at Cataway are here to help your problems. We understand what it's like to wake up as a cat.
Happens to the best of us.
Happens to the best of us. You're woken up with a tail. Do you find yourself purring, licking your paws in the middle of a Zoom call? We at Cataway have the perfect solution. Our 3-day Cataway intensive. Take all that cat away. You'll be a human before you know it. I'm here, Judge.
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is. And I don't.
It is. Yes, Judge. Break the rules. You can't be a cat. It says it right in the handbook. Read the rules, Jackie Weaver.
I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but...
Becky, please. I'm a cat.
Meow.
Help me, I'm a cat.
No, it's me. It's not the cat. It's me. He waves his hand and the paw raises up. It's like, meow, meow, meow.
I'm prepared to go forward with it.
I'm prepared to keep going.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I just love that he had to say that. I just love that somewhere in his brain he had to tell the judge he wasn't a cat. He thought that there's a possibility that other people thought he woke up as a cat.
Yeah.
And meanwhile.
I'm here live.
Meanwhile. Yeah. Meanwhile in Houndsmorth or wherever. You can't be a cat, Jackie Weaver. It's not possible.
Read the rules.
There's no cats allowed. Oh my God. Oh man.
Yeah.
I will find more funny Zoom clips, I promise, because funny Zoom clips are fun.
They are.
That's it.
That's that.
That's that. Funny Zoom clips are funny Zoom clips. Wow. Well, what else can we say? I think that's it.
Meow.
By the way, in a couple episodes, I've got more Frank Gennaro, whatever that guy is.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. I'm in the middle of cutting up one of his videos. He is just on fire. That guy has 6 subscribers, and he's just making highly produced content for them, for his over 50 crowd.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. Well, what else can we say, Chrissy? We've had fun with the Zoom calls today. You can't purr on the Zoom call, Jackie Weaver. What's your
problem? Rightly so.
Can I not be kicked out this time? Oh, he just kicked him out. I already kicked you out.
I love Jackie Weaver.
Yeah, I know. Jackie Weaver wields all the power. She's not even the chairman. She doesn't call the conference. Everybody showed up. Well, don't show up if you don't think she's the chairman. What are you doing, chairwoman? What are you doing? TCBpodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes, connect with Chrissy and I, and you can watch and listen to all of our episodes straight from our website. It's a fantastic piece of technology. No cats involved, I promise.
We need a cat on there.
Yeah, we need a cat on there. At the commercial break is where you find us on Instagram, at Brian Green, BryanGreen. Follow me on Clubhouse. Because on upcoming shows and an upcoming special bonus episode, we're actually going to do a live Clubhouse where we're going to record and interact with you, the listener. So if you're on Clubhouse, join us. If you're not on Clubhouse, we'll record it for you and play it for you.
Play it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the best that I can do. I can't control what Clubhouse does. And
I've got 4 invites right now.
I got four invites too. Yeah. You know what? DM us on our Instagram. Yeah. If you want an invite, DM us on the Instagram at the commercial break. DM us. You'll have to send us your phone number, but I'll send you an invite. I don't mind doing that. I don't know what else I'm going to do with them, quite frankly.
Not me either.
I think I might have more than 4 invites, actually, because I've been on there for a while.
I sent a few last night, and I already have them replenished.
Oh, yeah. They're just handing them out because they're trying to grow the application big. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should figure out how to not make the app crash with Elon Musk on there before they hand out more invites. But anyway, that's that. 470-584-8449. That's in the United States. Put a 1 before it. Remember, standard text messaging rates will apply internationally. So, don't yell at us. That's your carrier, not us. And what else can I say? Patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. If you would like to be a financial supporter of ours, we'll give you lots of additional content in return for free episodes, live shows, and access to our
little goodies.
Yeah. And first access to our in-person shows when we start doing them after the pandemic settles down. I mean, I think by the end of the year, we'll at least get 1 live in-person show
under our belts.
Yeah, might be here in Atlanta.
I'm excited.
But, you know, whatever. Anyway, that's all I got to say to you. I love you, Chrissy.
Love you, Brian.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Commercial Break Friday episodes can now be found on Patreon at patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. New episodes are available on YouTube every Tuesday. Visit www.tcbpodcast.com. For more information on all of our content, follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram or leave us a message at 470-584-8449. The Commercial Break is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley. The Commercial Break. Tune it in and write it out.